أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. For the thought of the week for today, we want to look at a tradition from the sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And in this hadith that we will shortly read, we will see the importance of not over-promising, not trying to do too much, not trying to, as we say, bite off more than we can chew. We know that this is a challenge in the day-to-day life that we lead, whether it be on a personal level or in our job setting, that we tend to sometimes want to do too much, or rather we try to promise too much to too many people. And then unfortunately, ultimately, we end up not being able to fulfill any of the promises that we have made. So what does Islam say about this? Let us first look at the hadith from the sixth Imam and then come back to understand the tradition. In this hadith, the Imam says the following. It is not advisable for a believer that he humiliate himself. It was asked of the Imam, and how would he ever humiliate himself? The Imam replied, he offers something to someone that he does not have the ability to deliver. This hadith clearly shows us that the humiliation, the degradation of a believer lies in when he promises more than he can deliver. The Quran tells us in at least one instance when Allah addresses the believers and he says, O you who believe, why do you say that which you don't do? And that this is something grievous to Allah. This is something very unacceptable by Allah when a believer says something that he does not or she does not follow up with in their day-to-day life. Now, obviously, sometimes it becomes hard to say no to a person. People come to us at whether it be on a level at work or within our community or within our families, and we are asked to do certain things. And sometimes maybe many people will come forth and ask us to do certain things for them. And sometimes the individual will not want to say no, and so they will basically say yes to everybody. And then ultimately when it comes down to the crunch, when it comes down to actually trying to fulfill the promises, they realize that, you know what, there's only so much time in the day, there's only so much that they can deliver, and that they end up falling short. And obviously that has a triple, a ripple effect on many other people who are counting on that individual. So the thought for this week is that we as believers need to prioritize, we need to manage our time, we need to realize that there is only 24 hours a day, that we are just one individual, and that if we are asked to do something, we should look at our own schedule, our own abilities, our own times. And if we can help, then obviously that is the best. And if we can't, we need to politely refuse and hopefully guide that person to somebody else who may be able to help them in what it is that they need to have done. We ask Allah to give us the ability to manage time effectively, to be able to prioritize our lives, and to be able to fulfill the promises that we make to one another. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.